always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? This is The Warrior, Don Christian, man, and I'm glad that you could come and check out the Yada the King radio show. We are excited today, as I always am, you know what I'm saying, because God is good. Every day we wake up, God is good, and I'm not a defeated Christian. I am a Christian that is walking in victory. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just excited about what God is doing in my life. And I pray that things are going well in yours. Remember, if you always have a kingdom mindset and knowing that, hey, you might lose a couple battles, but you're not going to lose the war, you'll be all right, man. Don't let this world get us down, because this is not our home, man. And today, that ain't even a topic. I just had to say that. I don't even know why I had to say all that. But hey, I had to say it all. Today we're going to get it in with the homie Premises, man. And we're going to talk to him about, first of all, why his name is Premises. You know what I'm saying? Also, why his, you know what I'm saying, when he started getting into his music, his testimony, all of that. You know how we do it. And today's topic of the day is, yeah, I made my own drum roll that time. You see that? Nah, but today's topic is going to be God. Is God a father, or is God a genie? You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we kind of get it misconstrued. You know what I'm saying? We say God is, hey man, anytime, you know, we need something, we call on God, but we don't just come talk to God, man. So we're going to talk about that. That was kind of sparked from the last interview with the homie Reflect. You definitely want to go check that out. It was a pretty nice interview, man. We had to get it in with him as he was getting ready to go into church service. So, hey, and I want to say this, man. Shout out to all the ministers that are using the hip-hop ministry. But not only using that, but they are also plugged in to their ministries at their church, man. And I think that's very important for us to do that. Man, I'm going to do this, man. I'm going to go to this track from a homie that just moved out here. We helped throw a concert with the homie SoCom. Man, he's a real cool dude, man. I mean, like, when he got on stage, it was crunk time, you know what I'm saying? So, check it out, man. This is what we're going to do. The song is called Get Low. It's featuring the homie C. Micah, you know what I'm saying? And, man, he's not talking about, you know what I'm saying, booty shaking and nothing like that. He's talking about getting low, humbling yourself. Let's check this out. And I got the homie Premises coming with me in a second, y'all. Let's go.
Yeah. So kind, see Mike, man. Y'all get on the floor to this right here. Come on. Yeah, I see you over there. Don't get off the wall, Chris. Come on, Saint. Let's get it. Hey, I'ma hit the flow. Gon' praise like you know. Already in the building. You don't get it like you know. I gotta rep it for the low. See, that's so kind. Gonna hit you with your flows. Hey, hey, I gotta put you in the spirit. Cause the fruit that the bed gotta share. Get with it. Hey, see me on the streets. So souls, we get it. Make a rap about Christ's sight. No, he did. Reach the blocks. I'm a soldier on a mission. Won't change the message, but I change the method in a sentence. Yes. Say we can't dance. Ain't nobody sin. So I took an intermission to enter into the missions. Like, I'ma get low. 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 I'ma get low.
Who this is, seek dot free with this here. I float like this, I float like that, but my flow ain't nothing without them facts. So I get low, not a dance, but with my face to the flow. Put a prostrate in the face of the Lord. If you understand, raise your hands up, wanna call. It's alright to dance, please get free, get the bricks out your pants. This might be your last chance, so gon' cut a rug like when David danced. Cause Christ's in the building, it's about a walk, not just a feeling. So make your way to the flow, everybody, everybody, get low.
I'ma get low, 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 I'ma get low.
Get up, get down, get down, get up, get down, get down, get down.
As Christians and religious might condemn me for that.
Don't see every day when the cross on my back. Don't brag, don't boast, they might wanna fall back. Ain't religion but relationship, that's where I'm at.
Yeah,
you might not understand me now. I ain't just about hands up moving the crowd. Matter of fact, you can just pull them down. But if Christ comes first, you no longer bound to the man in me's tricks of the world no more. Get free in the spirit with your Holy Ghost. I know the fire burning deep down in your bones. If you're ready, pay attention, cause here we go.
And a rebellio.
Tell your mama that the big
yeah,
boy
if I rebel.
You.
How about it? How about it? How about it? How about it? And groaning for the sons of the king. How about it? The beast roaming into the ring. How about it? Time to grab the stones and the sling. How about it, huh? How about it, what? How about it? Yeah, the elephant is in the room. Can't set up a peanut since I came out of the tomb. It's not in the room for those who aren't consumed by the living water that is satisfying the groom. The bride's all fitted, deny all critics, defy all limits, cause the cry's authentic. Infiltrating the game, they be reinvented. We seeking the pennant, the king's people will win it. To my lieutenants, generals with the business, a high rebel salute for your commitments. Breaking religious systems, trying to prevent his throne from being witnessed. The midst of other sickness, a new wit sense tapped into a switch miss. Let their lips flap, rebel got a quick glimpse. And a quick prince ruling when a pen drips. And revealing the scent where the eclipse is. I'm groaning for the sons of the king, how about it? The beast roaming into the ring, how about it? Time to grab the stones in the sling, how about it? Huh? How about it? What? How about it? Time for us to step in our place, how about it? Grab the kingdom, best it awaits, how about it? This generation seeking its face, how about it? Huh? How about it? What? How about it? Follow the leader, refuse to fuse with Egypt. Flip through the history's news, I am collegiate. Recognize the signs of the times and what they're speaking. Hear all the lies and they rhymes lead through the speakers. My competitive edge is a double blade. See the sedative plague spread in these troubled days. I'm ahead of the wave, seeing the puddle raise. Busy aligning myself, grew through a humble phase. Manage his presence well, ark of the covenant. Mark for his government, pure hearts that are governing. Burning through your oven mitt, bread's in the game now. Come feast, my brothers get in your lanes now. And the rebels been loving this fast track. Number one investment, got more than my cash back. Counterfeit kingdoms crumble over the NASDAQ. Ain't a matter of talk, power we blast back. They groaning for the sons of the king, how about it? The beast roaming into the ring, how about it? Time to grab the stones in the sling, how about it? Huh? How about it? What? How about it? Time for us to step in our place, how about it? Grab the kingdom, cause it awaits, how about it? This generation seeking its face, how about it? Huh? How about it? What? How about it?
There's new dynamics to factor in. It's more than rap, my friend, the million is to apprehend. Okay. Influence all sectors that we active in. Trials is a given, extreme pressure we practicing. Friends of the master, master paths we transferred in. Bear fruit through the truth, becoming massive stems. This ain't a passive gym. Rebels quite aggressive when teaching the class to win. So get your masters then. I'm summa cum laude in the body. Switch lanes, a Maserati, a spirit rising inside me. Subduing what's ungodly, it's time we're moving laundry. Way peculiar with the approach, maneuver oddly. On the land we encroach, ready to take it. And once it gets swept clean, we'll leave it vacant. And if the seven return, we'll be to make it. No son of Sceva, believers, let's make a statement.
They groaning for the sons of the king, how about it? The beast roaming into the ring, how about it? Time to grab the stones in the sling, how about it? Huh? How about it? What? How about it? Time for us to step in our place, how about it? Grab the kingdom, blessed it awaits, how about it? This generation seeking its face, how about it? Huh?
about it? Grab the king of death that awaits. How about it? It's generations seeking his face. How about it? Huh? How about it? What? How about it?
Rock Soul Productions presents
Mark Arthur's debut album, The Obligation,
featuring Jay, Michelle Bonilla, JR, Shylin, and more.
Available now on iTunes, Amazon, Rhapsody, Bus Shop, and Holy Coach. Check out Mark Arthur's new music video, Away From Here, directed by Josh Wan and shot by Essa. Mark Arthur's The Obligation. Mark Arthur knows his obligation to you. Visit markarthuronline.com.
Genuine Life Records present Servant, The Fight of Faith,
featuring
Cambino,
Willie Will,
Oracle,
Chaser,
and Fulfiller.
Check out the single,
The Bar Is Set.
I resurrected after my death, kid. Now I live life from Christ's perspective. I live life even after death hits and allow Christ's
life totally cool.
Available at iTunes,
Amazon,
eMusic, Zoom,
and genuinelife.com.
Servant, The Fight of Faith.
This album will fuel you
to go beyond those who have given up
in this fight.
Prepare for the fight of faith.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
Yada Da King Radio just made it happen, and you can catch us now on the new GospelNW.com, your internet gospel music station, every Friday at 9 p.m. You don't want to miss us as we get it in with some of the best in gospel urban music.
What is Yada Da King?
Yada Da King Radio is banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Yes, Yada Da King Radio now on GospelNW.com. How about it? How about it? Yeah, that's the homie, Sharp Skills. Hey, Sharp, when you hear this, man, if you need to get beat in NBA Live, you know what I'm saying, feel free to give me a call, you dig? But that's really what's up. I got the homie Premises with me, man, and we talking. First of all, man, before we get on this testimony topic, you gave me like a whole paragraph and a half on your name. Tell me a little bit about the name Premises, man.
Talking about speaking down, so I'm over here kind of still running out to do this live streaming thing, trying to figure it all out. Alright, so Premises, I get asked that everywhere I go. People are like, so what does this mean? And back in high school, when I really started to take my craft serious, I had like several different rap names, and at the time I was like never was happy with any of them, and none of them seemed to stick. And you know, I wasn't rapping for Christ at the time, and I had like some dumb names. I'm not even gonna mention because they're really corny. But anyways, we'll go into the real Premises thing. Popped up. I was actually, it sounds really nerdy. I used to read the dictionary, man. I used to read the dictionary a lot because the cats that I was with in high school used to be like, man, like if you're gonna be an MC, don't be ignorant. Please be intelligent. Like don't be just another ignorant MC who doesn't have a vocabulary. Like, try to have something that you can at least speak about and have more than just one word you use in every song. So I used to dig into the dictionary, man, and I saw Premises, and I was like, yeah, I kind of like that, and it kind of resonated with me. And I think I read the definition. I think I put it on the page, that big paragraph I sent you, but
yeah.
Basically, in short, I'm gonna say this: like, if you've ever seen, like, you know, the 7-Eleven or some sign on a store that says "Do not pass the premises," you know, past a certain hour or something like that.
Right.
In order for people to really get past the premises, like, of who I am, they need to listen to my music. They need to hear that in order to hear my heart, to hear who I am. Because a lot of times, when you pass the premise of pretty much my attire. Like, some people are just scared of the urban attire. Some people are just, you wear a backwards fitted hat and baggy pants and you just throw people off. So people need to get past the premises. And I think it even sticks as a Christian.
That's good.
You know, and then as the church, like, we need to get past the premises of hypocrisy in the church. Like, some people won't even come to church because of certain things. They won't come. Too many hypocrites. There's too much this. It's all about money. It's like, dude, get past all that. Look past that and really get to know who Jesus is. Like, in order for us to really know Jesus is, we need to get past that premises. You know what I mean?
Dope, man. So tell me about your testimony, man. How did you come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
We have time for all this.
yeah, we got time. Go ahead.
I got you. It's a 10:30, right?
You say what?
Something like that, I think. My testimony is it's not really crazy. I don't really have a quote unquote horror story like the truth says, you know. But I didn't grow up in church. I didn't have any biblical truths being read to me as a child, and growing up, me and my dad, I played sports my whole life. Pretty much, I think I came out the womb with a baseball bat and a glove, and I kind of just found myself consumed by sports and just being an athlete. And over time, I think in seventh grade, I started writing my first set of rhymes and stuff, and I got into writing lyrics and got into the hip hop culture right around middle school. And I think a friend of mine met me in seventh grade, and his dad was a hardcore believer. And over a period of time, you know, I was going to church just to go play basketball. I never went to church until seventh or eighth grade. There was a basketball league team for Christians or something, for churches, church groups having ball teams, and I just got put onto that. And that was the only reason why I went to church. And they were like, hey, all you got to do is make a few meetings, do a couple little things, and you can, you know, play ball. So being an athlete, I'm down, let's do it. And that got me into church, and I heard about Jesus from that point on, but it never became real to me until about my senior year. It actually took a female to attract me to go back to church, because I kind of went to church at one point while I was, playing basketball and stuff in church, but all I saw was people just going to church and living a life otherwise, and I never really understood what an authentic relationship with Jesus looked like. And I ended up meeting a girl who I thought was very beautiful, and I ended up was like, man, I'm a, being still in the world, I'm gonna do whatever I gotta do to get up with this chick. And come to find out, she was really a hardcore Christian, and I had to straighten my act up. I had to drop the weed smoking and bad language and some of this stuff. So I had to try to straighten my act up, and slowly over time, that's what got me going to church a little more. And plus, a friend of mine, his pops was still working on me and just kind of encouraging me. And the girl actually kind of let go of me after the end of summer, which kind of hurt me at the time. I didn't understand why, but at the time, she used to always tell me, while we were dating, she'd be like, there's a reason why we were together. So I feel like God put us together for a reason. At the time, I'm like, man, whatever, you're beautiful, I don't even care, I just want to look at you, kind of thing. I was like, whatever. And senior year, I got my first feeling of the Holy Spirit, man. Just really, God just really pricked me in a real way, because I had real authentic believers at this one church that I started going to, Jarvisville Church of Christ. There was we had our own youth session, and there's just people who actually cared about you, you know what I'm saying, and not didn't look at you because you were wearing a certain attire, and they judged you off of that, and they just had a love, authentic love for me, even like the older people in the church. And I think that the love from people allowed me to see the realistic love of Jesus. And at the time, it took me little baby steps, but it just became real to me. You know what I mean?
Well, that's what's up, man. So y'all heard the homie Premises testimony, man. We're gonna go to one of your songs real quick called I Love Hip Hop. Now tell me about this track right here, man.
Say what?
I said we're gonna go to the song called I Love Hip Hop. Tell me about it.
Alright, basically, man, I love worship music. I'm a youth pastor here at Powell's Point Christian Church over here on the beach, and we dig it in on some Hillsong and Jesus culture and some of that stuff. I love it, but just still, man, I can't give up hip hop music. Hip hop is where my heart's at. And even though I'm even though I'm a Christian, like, I can't escape the bass and the 808s and the snares, man. I love hip-hop, so even though I'm a Christian, we can still get down with the hip-hop, man. So I just let people know, like, dude, I love it. You know what I mean?
That's what it is, man. So we gonna hop into your track, I Love Hip Hop Premises, on Yada the King Radio. I want y'all on the live stream. Tell me what y'all think. Let's get it in, y'all.
Mic
check, mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2. I got the whole crowd looking like what he gonna do. Well, I'ma tell ya. First, I put the king at the center. Then, for 3.5 minutes, I'm going in like a splinter. Watch me enter. Premises, part of the new breed. Loaded with the truth of Christ, spraying like an Uzi. Excuse the violent metaphor, but this is how it's coming out. Maybe I would sell more records if I would just dumb it down. I don't think so, sucker. Do your little rap dance and keep your number. The radio is whack, so I don't even like that. Get behind the board. Someone show me where the mic. Cause this is what I do. This is what I do. This is for the MCs, this is for the DJs, B-boys, B-girls, and this is what we say. I love hip-hop. This is for the MCs, this is for the DJs, B-boys, B-girls, and this is what we say. I love hip-hop. This is for the MCs, this is for the DJs, B-boys, B-girls, and this is what we say.
Yo, my love for this beginning, I was built like a tough rhymer. Bumping mob deep locks, it's a rough rider. Zoning out the M, got me thinking I was him. But then Christ stepped in and I ain't been the same since. I pledged my allegiance, baptized in 06. Called to make disciples, so for souls I will fish. Using my gift to open up eyelids. Live to share his story, his glory, his promise. All the while, this music right here is a part of me. I just balance the two, ministry and artistry. I love it when the bass thumps and the snare hits. There's just something about it, and nothing can compare. Cause this is what I do. This is what I do. This is for the MCs, this is for the DJs, B-boys, B-girls, and this is what we say. I love hip-hop. This is for the MCs, this is for the DJs, B-boys, B-girls, and this is what we say. I love hip-hop. This is for the MCs, this is for the DJs, B-boys, B-girls, and this is what we say. So to the MCs on that wordplay, to the DJs on the airwaves, B-boys, B-girls, stand tall. I did this for hip-hop, I did this for y'all. So to the MCs on that wordplay, to the DJs on the airwaves, B-boys, B-girls, stand tall. I did this for hip-hop, I did this for y'all. I love hip-hop. This is for the MCs, this is for the DJs, B-boys, B-girls, and this is what we say. This is what I do. This is what I do. This is for the MCs, this is for the DJs, B-boys, B-girls, and this is what we say. I love hip-hop. This is for the MCs, this is for the DJs, B-boys, B-girls, and this is what we say. I love hip-hop. This is for the MCs, this is for the DJs, B-boys, B-girls, and this is what we say. We say.
The most versatile man we know. He never put me out like the Flintstones. Dino, call me Danny Glover with my weapon. Lethal people try to understand the real. Jazz nigga, go get her with a plan to kill. Anything stepping in the pathway of my blessing. Stand strong, word born, no second guessing. Open up a window, pour it all out. Believers are rejoicing, angels gon' shout. Spirit in the building, we all fall out. Ace Dynasty, tell her what we about. Fill up my cup until it runs over. Firm on the word, there's only one Jehovah. Jireh, none higher, we hold steady. I'm standing here waiting until you're ready to.
Pour in my cup till my cup gets full. Pour in my cup till my cup gets full.
want more, yes I want more. Fill it up till it's overflowing, till it's overflowing, till it's overflowing.
Yeah, I'm thirsty, I'm so thirsty. Fill up my cup, Lord have mercy. Life's trying to work me, dry like I am out. But I don't smoke Hershey, dry like my grandma, my turkey. Father God, search me, refresh me like a slurpee. Not trying to get churchy, but I need it overflowing with no limit, Percy. Lord, I need you to serve me. Some of that living water up in my cup, matter of fact, immerse me. Feeling like a beach whale, dirty and all washed up on the shore, Jersey. The love got me feeling perky, cause you added flavor to my black eyed peas. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Now I'm chucking deuces to my past like
arrivederci. Pour in my cup till my cup gets full.
Come on.
Pour in my cup till my cup gets full.
Come on.
Pour in my cup till my cup gets full.
Come on.
Pour in my cup till my cup gets full. 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 Come on. Pour in my cup till my cup gets full. Fill her up, cause I want more, yes I want more. Fill it up till it's overflowing, till it's overflowing, till it's overflowing.
Gosh, I'm filling up, need two shots.
Yeah.
Wait, give me five shots like Tupac.
Yeah.
Now give me nine shots, 15. Now everybody in the club getting tipsy. Ha, but I ain't talking about liquor. Speaking on a blessing that God come and give us. When it comes to that, I'm a big sipper. Guzzling it down like old dogs malt liquor. Smell what I'm cooking, the rock. Get my ditty on without pushing, so rock. Pour it in my cup till my cup go pop. Do electric pop till my squad do pop. Yeah, Willie Will, Jazz, Swaggy Balls, your boy got swag. Matter of fact, your boy got soul. Put it in my cup till my cup explodes.
Pour it in my cup till my cup gets full.
Come on.
Pour it in my cup till my cup gets full.
Come on.
Pour it in my cup till my cup gets full.
Come on.
Pour it in my cup till my cup gets full. 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 Pour it in my cup till my cup gets full. Fill her up, cause I want more. I want more, yes I want more. Fill it up till it's overflowing, till it's overflowing, till it's overflowing.
Pour in my cup till my cup gets full.
Come on.
Pour in my cup till my cup gets full.
Come on.
Pour in my cup till my cup gets full.
Come on.
Pour in my cup till my cup gets full. 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 Till my cup gets full.
Ah,
that's the Swaggy
more,
Boys,
more, yes,
aka Willie Will Jazz Dizzle, featuring IM Radio. Man, we gotta let it overflow, man. Tell God we want more of you until it's overflowing. Cause when it's overflowing, that means we sharing it with the rest of the people out there. Hey, check this out, man. This is what we're going to do. We're going to talk with the Humby Premises, man, about... I'm going to ask you straight out, man. How did you get involved in the hip-hop, man? I mean, the way that you were raised up, it sounds like you were really into hip-hop music. So tell me about that.
All right. You know, I was saying earlier that in my middle school years is when I really got introduced to hip-hop. And the first joint I ever heard, man, that really tuned me into hip-hop was... actually Busta Rhymes Dangerous. I think it was Dangerous and maybe some old I think there was even some older Nas and some just older stuff, man, back in the early 90s, you know what I mean? So that early 90s is where I really caught the wind of hip hop, and so that's like my era. And it was a rap ever since I heard the bass. I just was like, man, it's crazy. And I just love the styles, just everything, and like the people that I was hanging out with, that's all they listened to. And I just was around it, and when you know how it is, when you're around stuff a lot, you just get adapted into it, and you just kind of like forms into who you are. And really, that's basically what happened to me, you know what I mean? And that's bottom line, it's real easy, simple.
So are those the only people that kind of inspired you in the hip hop?
Oh man.
Go ahead.
No, I'd say you know, Busta Rhymes was the first dude that I got onto when I first really was like, man, I like this. And but from Busta, I think it was more of a, you know, I got onto some Rough Riders. I think in the I Love Hip Hop track, you know, my second verse says it, you know, I used to bump Rough Mob Deep, Lox, and some Rough Riders. Like, I was bumping Mob Deep, Lox, Rough Riders. Like, I listened to all that stuff. Like, that was my... I just like that hardcore sound, it's a real grimy East Coast type style. And then if you go listen a little further, even into that song, because it kind of explains my whole, how I got into hip hop. And I think I said right after that how I was zoning out to M, like Eminem. I'll be honest with you, that dude was a big influence on my music. You know, I'm a white dude, it kind of picked up, and I thought the dude was, I didn't really even like that dude at first, honestly. I didn't really like his music, and thought he was really corny. And after a while, I think I heard some freestyle sessions and some other stuff, and like I was already freestyling at that time with some dudes, and heard how sick his stuff was, you know, as an art form, and I just ran with his stuff. And I know there was a lot of Tupac and Biggie and Big L and all them dudes, man. Big Pun. So all the greats, man, you know what I'm saying? The people consider the greats.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I listened to all their stuff. So I was a big influence, man.
No, that's what's up, man. Let me ask you this, bro. With your music, how did you combine that with ministry, man? At what point were you like, let me use this for God? And, you know what I'm saying? Like, let me use this hip hop that I love. Let me turn it around for God. How did you get there?
The same guy who actually, before I was a solo, I was actually in a rap group. It was me and one other guy, the same dude who I met in seventh grade. And his father always started like pour into my life, and he actually, you know, invested enough in my life to where it did pour over, and you know, I gave my life to the Lord, and I got his son into hip hop real heavily, into writing and learning how to write and count bars and do all that. And then me and him got into it, and his dad, like, at the time I wasn't saved, but his dad was like, why don't y'all start writing about God? And like, at that time I'd never even heard Christian rap, and I was like, write about God, like, in a rap song? Like, I never really heard that, you know, other than DMX. And I was like the only dude that I'd heard rap about God. And and some, maybe some Tupac, but that's about it. And the way they were doing it was completely different to the way that, you know, his dad was wanting to do. And you know, I really kind of just took it, and I think we made a song or two. We didn't know anything about the Lord like that. We just knew little small Sunday school things, or you know, small Bible study things. But eventually, just with anything, you know, when something becomes real to you, and this is what you're living now, it's what you talk about on record, you know what I mean? So, after a while, I was like, man, like, if I'm not talking this, like, what's the point? Like, I'm living it, I have to talk about it, like, you know what I mean? So, just was an instant thing, was just an automatic, like, conviction that, well, I was like, man, like, I can't rap about this stuff anymore. Like, I'm changed. I'm a new creation now. So I need to glorify the Lord with this. And there's a culture out there who needs to hear. And also, I've met other people who are Christians who were rapping, and that persuaded me as well. Like, I saw that you could actually be a rapper and actually sound good. Because I heard Lecrae, I've heard some other cats coming up, and I was like, wow, like, you can be saved and actually sound good and not really corny. I'm not gonna say any names of who I thought was corny, but
no, that's what's up, man. Let me ask you this, man. You've been alluding earlier to you being a youth pastor. How does being a Christian hip hop artist affect you as a youth pastor? Does it help? Does it make it even tougher? I mean, what do you think, man?
It's a struggle, man. Like, sometimes there's a little bit of just, I guess, a stress level sometimes, because, I mean, you're held accountable in your church body for X amount of kids, you know what I mean? And, like, I don't go to a jumbo-sized church. It's real small, it's intimate. And my youth group is real close to me, man. They're real close to my heart. So, and I have a lot of responsibility as well here. And, but it all goes together, you know what I mean? Actually, it's really good. It's actually helped my music ministry. But my music ministry also helped the youth ministry at my church. Like, the kids relate to me. I relate to them. There's a lot of just back and forth with all of us. So it actually paints a beautiful picture, man. It's really good. So I wouldn't change it, man. I love it.
No, that's what's up, bro. So that's awesome to hear. I'm gonna ask you this too, man. I ain't asked it in a while. Let's say somebody is gonna hear only one song from Premises, man. And what are you gonna relay in that song? What is the main point that you're gonna drive to them?
Oh wow. The main point that I want to drive to them is that I am first and foremost human, that I'm not perfect, that I have flaws, but that I'm saved by grace, and that there's an alternate life to live that doesn't lead down destruction, and I can still be me and be who God created me to be and do what I love to do, and still glorify the Lord with it. That's what I hope they get from it, you know what I mean?
That's what it is, man. So look, you got this song called Nutso. Now, I'm not even going to front from the top, the title. I like the title because it already has like a crazy name. So tell the people, you know what I'm saying, that heard the name Nutso. Man, what are you talking about on this track, man?
man, Nutso is a beast, man. I love this joint. It's basically, you know, Matthew 5, where he said we'll be persecuted for the things of him. Like, really, the story behind this, I tell this a lot in my shows when I perform and do ministry on stage. Like, about a year ago, I got to do a festival outside, and over 1,000 and some people outside of this outdoor concert. And I was the only Christian artist there. There's a bunch of other MCs rapping and stuff like that. And I was the only Christian rapper. And I got to go up there and do a couple tracks. And as I got off, I had a couple other, all these MCs backstage, and some of them that was out in the crowd were like, you know, yo, Premises, you killed it, da-da-da-da-da. And then there was like these 14, 15-year-old boys hanging out, and they had a little food line bag with them, and they handed me their CD, and they're like, hey, Premises, would you mind listening to our stuff? And I was like, yeah, that's cool. And, you know, who am I to say no to it? So I took it, and, you know, I remember when I was like them and didn't have a product out, and you know, used to burn my CDs for hours in the little disc tray of my own computer, and write with a Sharpie on the joint, and you know, put a little small disc tray together and just pass them out, you know what I mean? I remember doing that, thinking I was a big shot, and you know, so they wanted to give me a CD, so I was like, yeah. And so I asked them what they rapped about, and they were like, you know, the usual money, cars, girls, that kind of thing. And basically it really hit me that this has now become the usual for a 14 to 15-year-old male to listen to, to talk about, really, to talk about these things, money, cars, girls. That's the usual. And I'm like, wow. And so I'm kind of taking shots in the first verse into kind of to some secular artists, just being like, I'm not taking shots like being, saying names or just whatever. I'm just being like, if you're a secular rapper, like, you're going to think I'm crazy because of the what I'm saying. Like, this is nutso to them.
Yeah.
And I'm cool with that. I'm cool with being crazy. I'm cool with being looked at as if I'm nutso. So, you know, Jesus said that he was persecuted first, so we too will be persecuted. So I'm going to get joked. I'm going to get picked on for my faith. I just wanted to kind of take and be like, man, like, these dudes are whack, man. They're leading the generation down into destruction, man. And I'm praying for them. You know what I'm saying? I'm praying for them. And Lord willing, maybe I get a chance to chop it up with some of these dudes one day. But at the end of the day, man, like, I'm nutso for the Lord team nutso, baby.
That's what it is, man. So let's check this song out. Nutso by the homie Premises on Yacht of the King Radio. Let's get it in.
Slightly crazy. You know I had to bring it back to the realness, right?
True hip hop, Christ reigns supreme and never flip flopped. And what you rap about, you better act it out. You ain't spitting for Christ to keep his name out your mouth. They thinking I'm so crazy, won't say it, but I'm saying I'm nutso, my flow's nutso, I'm so nutso, I guess I'm so nutso. They thinking I'm so crazy, won't say it, what I'm saying. I'm nutso, my flow's nutso, I'm so nutso, I guess I'm so nutso.
Hey yo, an heir to the throne, so call your boy a fresh prince. But it's he who is legend, I ain't talking Will Smith.
Ooh.
My people get it together. Whether you live in a sin and I'm ending the vendetta. So Christians know no better, they're using God for cheddar. And we can't say the lost cause no one's reading this letter. But dude is a go-getter, so let me lower my tone setter. Man, drop the beat, dog, I'd rather spit a cappella. Psych, turn it back up, homie, you're just double dumb. You ain't hip-hop, you're hip-hop, so you're bubblegum. The industry is chewing you, really they're just using you. You say you're the bomb, well, homie, I'm defusing you. I hope I'm not confusing you, let me just regurgitate. We're fishes of men, so this is what I chose as bait. Wait, let me pause for a second. I don't think y'all understand what I'm saying on this record. Cause this is hip-hop, true hip-hop. Christ reigns supreme and never flip-flopped. And what you laugh about, you better act it out. You ain't spitting for Christ to keep his name out your mouth. They thinking I'm so crazy for saying what I'm saying. I'm nutso, my flow's nutso. I'm so nutso, I guess I'm so nutso. They thinking I'm so crazy for saying what I'm saying. I'm nutso, my flow's nutso. I'm so nutso, I guess I'm so nutso.
Ayo, so many rappers are turning the swagger on. But let me tell you, homeboy, that your swagger's wrong. You're cheesy like some Pavlone, it's Jesus that I'm bragging on. You're a fourth grader playing a game of tag along. And they be like, praying, what is this you rapping on? I tell them it's the good news and this is how I pass it on. Yes, I've been joked, and yes, I've been played. But when I do shows, people get saved. Jesus said not to conform, but transform. Cause sin is like killer bees, it does nothing but swarm. I'm the lightning in the storm, cause I'm striking with force. Put my pen to my pad, I write with no remorse. Christian Mike goes, the price is on his white horse. Was a slave to darkness till I saw his light source. Lord, I'll write for you, I will fight for you. And keep doing this rap thing so people give their lives to you.
They thinking I'm so crazy for saying what I'm saying. I'm nutso, my flow's nutso. I'm so nutso, I guess I'm so nutso. They thinking I'm so crazy for saying what I'm saying. I'm nutso, my flow's nutso. I'm so nutso, I guess I'm so nutso. They thinking I'm so crazy for saying what I'm saying. I'm nutso, my flow's nutso. I'm so nutso, I guess I'm so nutso. They thinking I'm so crazy for saying what I'm saying. I'm nutso, my flow's nutso. I'm so nutso, I guess I'm so nutso.
Yeah, yeah. This is 2010, and I did it again.
Can't stop my dreams from talking. They talk to me all night long. My head just won't stop thumping. Replaying like a repeat song. And the Lord reiterates purpose. Saying who you think you got it from. Keep me first, don't mind any spectators. When they're looking at you, staring at you wrong. I seek the kingdom first. Born again, boo, he broke the curse. Let my heart beat for him harder than a rap song. Harder than your very favorite rapper's verse. My life is more than hip-hop. I'm made for the gospel, baby. He didn't save hip-hop music. He saved me.
I'm finally starting to figure out your glory's all this life's about. All I see and all I hear is persevere, persevere. Just in your faith, I'll make a way for you. No weapon formed will hurt you. I'll be your shield around you.
since me, father. I still say I am strong. You made me more than a conqueror, and I follow you to overcome. Even though I got flesh against me, world against me, devil against me, none of them made me, none of them sent me. Matter of fact, better yet, none of them saved me. So I will persevere, watch me win, and I pray that I don't enter into sin. Cause it's easy to see, please, and elude your soul. Real life doesn't offer you cruise control. Now, my life is more than hip-hop. I'm made for the gospel, baby. He didn't save hip-hop music, he saved me. Is you crazy?
I'm finally starting to figure out your glory's all this life's about. All I see and all I hear is persevere, persevere. Just in your faith, I'll make a way for you. No weapon formed will hurt you. I'll be your shield around you.
Welcome to the game show, For Heaven's Sake. Our first contestant is Frank Jones.
Hi, Bob.
Our second contestant is the Prince of Darkness himself, Satan.
Hello, Bob.
Okay, question number one. Frank, do you consider yourself a good person?
I'm not perfect, but I think I'm pretty good.
And Satan?
Well, I'm not perfect, but I think I'm pretty good.
That's my answer. You can't... Can he do that?
Judges? Okay, we're tied. Question number two. Satan? Have you read the Bible?
Many times, Bob.
And Frank?
I saw someone hold up a sign that said John 3:16, and I looked it up.
Judges? That counts, and we're still tied. Here's the final question. Satan, have you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ?
Bob, I don't think I need to do that.
Well, Frank, so far there's been no difference between your answers and Satan's. So, have you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ?
Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio, at lifelinepro.com.
Hey, hey, can I get to know you? It's Marte, and you are listening to Yeah the King Radio.
Yes, y'all, that was Velvet featuring Inez Carter on Yada the King Radio. That's the people from our area. You know what I'm saying? They're getting it in, repping the kingdom. And that's really what it's all about. I got Premises repping the kingdom even in North Carolina, man, even after they had a hurricane. Man, thank God you guys are alive. Everything is going all right out there, man. And I just want to, you know, just say, man, like, man, let's really look at what God is doing right now, man. And even God might even tell you some stuff that happens before it happens. But let's always be in tune with God. Today's topic, though, man, is God. Is God a father or is God a genie? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, sometimes I ain't even going to talk about it yet. I'm going to let you talk about that. What do you think about that? God the Father or God the Genie? And I want you to talk about sometimes where you have even had him be maybe even both in your life, or you thought him to be both.
Wow, that's banging, man. That's a good topic. I think that you know, God definitely more than a father over our lives. Like, I know a lot of people, I know that's the topic. I'm trying to stay on topic, but he's a father to us. But at the same time, he's Lord over our lives. I think I'm, like, something God put in my heart a lot is that lordship. Really, I think that needs to speak volumes to believers everywhere, that Jesus is Lord. Like, he is, that's a huge, that's such a powerful word, like, just that word, Lord. Like,
yeah,
he runs your life. Like, he runs you. And I think as a father, like, he's definitely a father. He shouldn't be a genie, but I know there's times where we treat him like that. Now, I'm guilty of that as well, where there's times where I'm in, you know, I'm in want mode, I'm in flesh mode, and I'm like, hey, I just really want this deal to be happening, or I want this to go off. And, you know, there's times where I'm not in prayer as much as I should be, and the only time I came to prayer was when I wanted something. And that's the genie version of God, and the father version of God is just when we consistently pursue him in a relationship. We even maybe even date God. Like, you take God out to spend time, like, you know,
yeah,
on a one-on-one basis. Just take him out and, you know, like a father would a son, you know. Like, if he's my father, like, I want to go out in the yard and we could play with my dad some. Like, let me just go out and just examine some of the things. Like, let him show me some things. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just being observant of his creation, man. I think that's the father role, you know, just him being able to show you things, like a father shows his son things. And I think me being a son, I just want my father to show me his creation. I want him to show me his beauty, and all that. That's my take.
No, that's what's up, man. So we're going to ask y'all this question. This is just food for thought that was sparked by the homie Premises. He said, how many of us would spend time with God like we go on a date with our spouses, man? That's deep, yeah, man. Sometimes we got to look at it and just not always think, oh, man, I got my prayer time with God. That's good enough. I got my time where I'm reading the Bible. Man, I like the way that you flipped it, man. So if somebody is consistently, you know what I'm saying, hey, I grew up, I know a lot of people that did this kind of thing, like, God, man, if you let me do this, or if you let me be cool in this area, I'll do this for you. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, you know what I'm saying, they got the magic lantern or whatever you call it. They rubbing it the right way. Like, God, if I rub you the right way, like, man, can you hook me up with this over here? What would you like to say to people that have that perspective of God?
Honestly, that perception is a lost and distorted perception of God, and how he really honestly works and is geared to work. That's not, you know, I don't really know. We all don't understand God fully and completely, but I know that's not biblical. That's not, if we read scripture, we know that God does not, when people were to pray, it wasn't just, let me pray and things just pop up and happen. And, you know, thanks God, peace out, I'm done. And that, thanks for my gift, that kind of thing. And I think they just really need to dig in and find accountability, find somebody to just rub up against, bounce ideas off of, share what they're going through, because a lot of people just want to do this Christian thing alone. And that's not biblical either. And I think that if you have accountability in your life and you have somebody, at least one or maybe a group of people that can help educate you and give you wisdom on understanding the Bible, I think that you will come across and know that it's not just me asking God for a favor and a handout, and then just letting it go, and I can go back to the same old dirty lifestyle that I live and do whatever I do. God doesn't honor that, so that's real.
Yeah, I like that, man. Do you think that, I mean, like I said, I would say that I've found my places, or my in my life, I've been places where I would say, man, I kind of thought of, even though he was like, man, this is God, it was like, man, if I do the right things, I'm supposed to get this. And even though that is scriptural in some senses, I mean, if you look at Adam, God told him he'll bless him if he obeyed. You see Noah, God said he'll bless him if he obeyed. Like, God will bless you if you obey. I always say this kind of like, obedience is key. It's really the key to opening God's heart in your life. You know what I'm saying? If you don't obey God, you can't get anything. But that doesn't always mean material stuff, though, either. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
It can mean material, but I'm not going to say that if you don't have material things, you're not blessed. I'm not saying that, because we can get in a whole nother church debate, and I don't want to get into all that. But what are some things that, I guess, what are a few things that we can kind of start to think of to make sure that we are not just using God to get what we want? Like, is there a checklist that you would say, hey, man, let me check these things?
What's the question again?
Any things that you would say can help us prevent just looking at God as just a genie?
Like I said earlier, I try to answer questions without being so churchy sounding, and so
right.
You know, I really try to do that, because it really gets outplayed, and it's just like one of those cop out answer kind of things. Like, I'm trying to give realistic, applicable ways for people to take this and chew on it and do this and live it out. For me, what's been real in my life has been what I just said earlier, is it's accountability, man. Like, if you have people that can hold you accountable to when you're about to, you know, you're going through something that's like, man, I've been praying to God, you know, I'm going through this, or I need this to happen. It's like you said earlier, like, obeying God is where it's at. And if you don't have anybody around you to hold you accountable to your obedience, like, then there's never going to be any fruit. So at the end of the day, like, we need accountability. We need somebody that can stand around us and call us out when we're not in obedience with God. That, you know, hey, man, like, brother, sister, whoever, like, you're slipping. Like, we need to help. I'm trying to help you in love, not out of hate. Just being like, look, I'm helping you because I love you, and I care for you, and I want you to be blessed. I want God to pour his favor out on you in your life. So let me show you some things. Let me just help you to not, you know, whatever it is, just be surrounded by godly, accountable people, positive, encouraging people. And they'll, out of love, tell you. Like, you'll know, like, people probably listening to this right now, you know, in your brain, there's people that keep it real with you in your accountability circle, if you have one, or if you don't. Like, you're trying to figure out who you can get. Like, people that are really real with you, and the people that are completely honest and they keep it 100, those are the people. Like, those are the people that are going to tell you, like, the truth hurts sometimes. Like, and we know, like, you know, it's real. Like, it's better to have somebody tell you the truth than somebody to tickle your ear and tell you what you want to hear.
Yeah. So, and I'm going to say this too, man, with what you just said, I think that what you kind of explains the difference between a father and a genie. You know what I'm saying? Like, a father, he's going to tell you the real. He's going to give you things. But he also is going to say, hey, man, hey, you shouldn't do that right there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like when some people just think that God is just a good guy that's going to give you everything you want. But then when we have a perspective of a real father, man, I'm going to talk about this later too, man. But I was reading Genesis. When God created Adam, Adam's job was to, you can even say, father the earth. And one thing that I saw in that scripture, God told him to guard it. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, man, he not guard in, but guard the world. And when I saw that, I was like, wow, you know, we hear that he named the animals, but God actually told him to be the guardian of it. Make sure everything runs cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what a father's job is. He's supposed to guard his children. And I'm going to talk about that a little later. But that's good stuff, man, what the homie Premises was talking about with us. We're going to go to your next song, man, called My City. What's this all about?
Yeah. It's funny, man, because when I finished recording it and was working on the Reconstruction Mixtape Volume 2 and was about to finish it up, I know an art, you know, Sea Light, you know, big up to Sea Light, Andy Minio, that dude dropped a his song called My City or In My City, and I seen that and was like, dang, like he beat me to it. But at the end of the day, you know, it's all good. We're all one body working towards the same goal, and some cats might be who haven't heard of Sea Light yet, you know my stuff. So at the end of the day, there's people who needed to hear the message that I had too, and it affects my area. Basically, the story behind it is, this is a fun fact about me that I'm going to go ahead and let loose. A fun fact that 2 years ago, got to go on a mission trip to Brazil, and when I was there, I got to build a church from the ground up, using nothing but mud and mortar, man, in the hot heat, nasty, just getting dirty. Crazy mission work, man. It was my first mission trip overseas. Never been overseas in my life. First time, and then when it was an awesome fulfillment. But then when I came back, I realized something hit me. It was like, you know, I have such a heart for my own backyard, like for my people here, and I feel like there's so many people who are like, well, there's a dying world out there. There's so many people out there that are, you know, like Africa, and I'm like, yeah, I understand that, and that's great and all, but my question to them is, what are you doing here, though? Like, when you're here, you're not there, what are you doing back here? Like, are you just, you go over to Africa, and you go to these little things for about 2 weeks, and then you come back, and you're like, I did my Christian thing for this year, and I'll go next year, and I'll do more mission work. I'm fulfilling the Great Commission, and I'm like, what, like, you said to go out, like, into Jerusalem, but, like, go get your own town first, bro. Like, go here, then go out into the rest. You broke it down. Like, go here, and then go out into the rest of the world. So, for me, it's like, I'm starting here in my own spot, in my own. And I'm just, like, encouraging other people that wherever they're at, you know what I'm saying, like, start here. So, I name off in the second verse some, you know, local areas, but the whole gist of the song is to just go hard for your city and make disciples, man.
All right, so let's check that out on Yada the King Radio, where we bang that good music on Yada the King. Let's go.
What better way to start this thing off than looking for my city, man?
I'ma fight till I can't fight. I'ma fight till I can't fight. I'ma get it on the night.
Playing Bruce Wayne, cause this is my Gotham. Surely gossip will blossom, we call that hate crime. You got your own life, so just keep your nose up out of mine. You out of line if you thinking I'm that same guy. That life only slits in your pupils like snake eyes. And praise God, cause he cut my heart like steak knives. Now I'm praying for my city as they chase lies. All up and down these streets, my city, I will reach. If Jesus Christ is here tonight, tell me why we will not preach. But when we preach, treat, let our actions speak it. So when the world sees it, they'll believe it and retweet it. Although never popular, bet that I'll make this pop for ya. Hope that you'll make that change. Our gods are training, there's no stopping ya. So I'ma start in my city, no pity. When the fight is on, till the whole planet transforms. Cybertron.
Fight till I can't fight. I'ma get it on tonight. You better get your mind right. Women's and in the past will take ease.
city too. We move the truth straight to the outer banks. Our world's falling, I'm practically seeing zombies. Night of the living dead, no longer is my rap a hobby. It's why there's hopes around me that'll hold me down carefully. Clever when I put together every verse carefully. No, I'm not a goon, I'm patching wounds that bleed. A city needs the living water, call that live stream. This a toast to my brothers, go and hold your cups up. I see you, JB Real, you crazy real, homie, but JB. Come to my city and it's Jesus that will get you on. All cause E3 made me get my rock, paper, scissors on. When you read the Charlotte Omega pulls out the juggernaut. Things will get crucial in the beat lab, it's oven hot. Christ is the lead role, we are just the co-stars. Carolina checking in, yes sir, we go hard. Yes, sir.
I'ma fight till I can't fight, I'ma get it on tonight. You better get your mind right when you come to my city. My city, my city, my city. Look at the skyline at night, shine so bright. Everybody put your hands high, let's ride. I live and die in my city. My city, my city, my city.
With a dope bitch you ever heard.
There's a lot of cats I probably left out, man, like you that's holding down in other states, in other cities. Scott Lane, Eternity, what up? DJ Noble, living out there, Current FM. DJ I Rock Jesus, over here in Carolina, we got my man JB Real. Omega Sparks, Crucial. Your boy Premises. Exodus, stand up, man, I see you. Hey yo, Outlaw Sounds recording, I see y'all too, man, hold it down. Shout out to y'all. East City, what up? Camden, what up? Yeah. Hey, you can make noise in your cities, man. We gotta start here first. And then outreach further, man. Let's go.
I'ma fight till I can't fight, I'ma get it on tonight. You better get your mind right.
Just
Yeah, He Is Holy. That is my sister Blaze featuring Pro on off of her new CD. It just came out. Go support. Also check out her interview. It's gonna be up for those that are watching live right now. It's gonna be up like in less than 24 hours. You dig? So you guys can go check that out. But if you are listening on the podcast, it's already out. You need to pick it up. And this is what I want to say, man. We got the homie Premises, and like I said, man, we had a good time with you. Tell the people that are checking you out, like for the, maybe this is somebody's first time hearing of you, how can they get a hold of you, man? Where you at?
Yeah, you can catch me on premisesmusic.com. Just make sure you spell the name right. A lot of people want to throw the E on it. Just know that there's an I. No specific reason. Just I like the way that it looks better. Premises, PRIMISIS Music, premisesmusic.com. Go to that, and you can get all things and anything, updates, free downloads, free mixtapes. My album's up there as well, Chronicles of a Hero. You can get that on iTunes. The single I Love Hip Hop that we played earlier, that's on iTunes as well. Hit me up on Facebook, facebook.com/premises. And you can find me on YouTube, youtube.com/premises as well. Everything /premises, and you'll find me. So do that.
That's what's up, man. So let me ask you this. Where are you headed in the future, man? And I know you ain't a future reader, you know what I'm saying? Nothing like that. But what's happening in the future with the homie Premises?
The future, I mean, it's good to have, you know, goals for yourself. The goal, realistically, is just to continue being diligent in what I'm doing in all areas of my life, and Lord willing, you know, so far the ministry, the music has expanded, and I've been able to go out to states I didn't think I'd be able to go to already, and it's been progressively moving and expanding, and it's happened really well over the past year, actually, really well, and Lord willing, within the next 5 years or so, man, my hope is to just reach a broader audience, and if that means a national platform, great. If it doesn't, then that's cool too. I've learned to be content in all things, as Paul said, you know what I mean? So it is what it is, man. I'm just trying to do what I love to do, and glorify the Lord with it. And if the Lord wills me to go bigger with it, then awesome, you know, great. So I'm just steadily doing that. So that's it.
Tight, man. Any last words you want to share with anybody that's checking you out right now on the Yacht of the King Radio?
Yeah, go to premisesmusic.com right now and get yourself hooked up with the Reconstruction Mixtape Volume 2.
Right now.
With the homie DJ I Rock. Jesus, what up, I Rock?
I Rock.
VA Stand Up, 757 DJ Noble. What up? You know what I mean? Go get that. And a lot of bangers on there. I wish I could have played them all on here. Maybe we'll have to do that for the next mixtape or the next album that I'm working on. Maybe get me and JB Real to do a double feature on this Yacht of the King. You know what I mean? We could do something.
We'll see what's popping, man. We always open.
Yeah. So that's the key, man. Just check that stuff out. Love God. Love people. Hate sin. Do whatever it is that you do, but glorify the Lord with it. You know what I mean?
All right, man. Hey, we want to thank you for getting on with us, man. And we just pray that you have a blessed day, that God will continue to move you forward in ministry, man.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Appreciate that, man. Hey, I appreciate you guys having me on, man. So keep me in contact, bro. Let's keep building the kingdom up. Let me know when y'all want to do something again, man. Love y'all.
All right, life. That was awesome getting it in with the homie Premises. Let's go to this song real quick, man. RTL from, he lives out here in Seattle, but he's from Jersey. So since you watching on the live stream, check this song out. I'm going to let y'all hear this, and then after that, I'm going to get in on the topic of the day. Let's go.
But we're going to get you through it. Here's a little something to encourage you.
I know you got a lot of stress in your dealing, trying to keep your head to the ceiling.
Hey.
You want to hustle, trying to get up out the struggle now. You ain't got to do it that way.
Look, I I know it's tough trying to do right, live safe. Okay. You in the mix, life's
cutting like a DJ.
Fam, take it easy. Hey. Faith walk ain't breezy. Hey. Saints like Drew think you need a Hail Mary. Instant replay, rerunning what's happening. When life is tough, ass enacting. No retreat, time for action. Satan's always only attacking. When wall meets backing, you get discouraged, then you wanna get to packing. What's happening? You asking God, Lord, please change my circumstance. But God is trying to change you, not that circumstance. Faith, gotta walk it out. Left on the right route. Life bananas, God ain't bring you this far to peel out. He's always there to the end since the day he met you. He never leaves us alone like bill collectors. Yeah, this ain't no FedEx Christianity. You got it twisted. God don't make no overnight celebrities move.
I know you got a lot of stress and you're dealing, trying to keep your head to the ceiling.
Hey.
You wanna hustle, trying to get up out the struggle now. You ain't gotta do it that way. Go back and forth.
It gets hard.
And I know.
You fall star.
And I know.
You fall short,
and I know.
It falls apart,
and I know.
It hurts hard,
and I know.
It leaves scars,
and I know.
The trust gone,
and I know.
Ay. Your money a little funny, chains a little strange, days a little cloudy, need shelter from rain, forget the Lord reigns as you start to reminisce about them rock boy days, money hand over fist, hot as an iron stain, pressing your luck, made bucks like Milwaukee, Cali, can't stay cushed up, diamonds and pearls, prints, beautiful girls, packing nines like September, pop bottles, you remember the days, you threw some D's on it, stash box keys on it, rats in the hood screen, throw some more cheese on it, threes on it, kicking packs, childish ways, hang your caddies,
never lack.
But what about the times you spent on coke, doing bids, never show, dirty bird, Atlanta hoe, all your homies lining chalk, loud party, solo walk, minor league, major talk, the good, the bad, yes, all of that, you must remember looking back.
I know you got a lot of stress and you're dealing, trying to keep your head to the ceiling.
Hey.
You wanna hustle, tryna get up out the struggle now. You ain't gotta do it that way. Go back and
forth.
It
gets hard.
And I know.
You fall star.
And I know.
You fall short.
And I know.
It falls apart.
And I know.
It hurts hard.
And I know.
It leaves scars.
And I know.
The trust gone.
And I know.
Hey. I'm holding your promise, cause Father, you promised that you would work all things for my good. See, Lord, I need this, cause Father, I promised my family I'll get us out of the hood. And though I try and try and try
to do the best I can,
it goes good, good, good,
but then it's bad again.
Oh, Lord, I'm calling, oh, Lord, I'm calling, cause I don't wanna do that, don't wanna go back, no.
Yeah. His mercy's good enough when life's not on the up and up. Like 20 foes on a lack, you got to rise up and overcome like MLK back in 61. He'll close the doors on your arc when rainy seasons come. Not Superman, but he's something like a superhero. You can't do it, God's the one who makes your hero super. So quit that back, forth the back. God ain't having none of that, like AP can't keep running back.
I know you got a lot of stress and you're dealing, trying to keep your head to the ceiling.
Hey.
You wanna hustle, tryna get up out the struggle now. You ain't gotta do it that way. Go back and forth.
It gets hard.
And I know.
You fall star.
And I know.
You fall short.
And I know.
It falls apart.
And I know.
It hurts hard.
And I know.
It leaves scars.
And I know.
The trust gone.
And I know.
Hey.
For the king, some say I need counseling. If you could stack my favor up, it would exceed mountains. Fountains of preferential treatment got me drowning. You might think God is in, but to me, he's astounding. Fast lane driving, me, January's on. You think I stayed up in the sky the way I carry on? First reason me being here, prove the enemy's very wrong. Second, help you find your purpose. First, show he is very strong. Artistically, I'm standing on top, upper level. I stay with the greatest, say, compare me with that other guy. Clever just to say the least. Best believe he made a beast. Power, passion, purpose, the ingredients for making me. Don't need my help, but I offer it. He want me to excel, so I'm offering. I go off for the king. I don't care what you're thinking. It ain't gonna change till they martyr me. Pardon me, excuse my confidence. I am so clear that my gifts come through with confidence. We'll drive them so near.
You may not like us, but we get down, but guarantee lives change when they around us. You think we crazy, but it's the way we
represent ever since
we heard about day three.
That's when he rose up, all power in his hand. Got life, you stolen. For Christ, I'm all in. Yeah, I be a saint, but I ain't from New Orleans. Don't be mad at me, cause I'm flying, you crawling. I got joy, love, peace, so consider me ballin'. Like never before, he got me on another level, blowing up like C4. Was going down that wrong path, had to make a detour. Now I am ready for that next, he's been preparing me for. With my feet planted in the faith, hands up high. I don't need to understand as long as he know why. Try to tell me something different, that's the end of me listening. Believing in the kingdom and keep playing my position. When the dust settles, smoke clear, then we'll see. What's the outcome of these mouths speaking deaf about me? Please, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they done. Beware, I am here, and I've only just begun.
You may not like the way we get down, but guarantee lives change when they around us. You think we crazy, but it's the way we
represent ever since
we heard about day three.
That's when he rose up, all power in his hand. At this very hour, that same power's on my inner man. Dominating on purpose every day. I'm done, what more I gotta say?
You may not like the way we get down, but guarantee lives change when they around us. You think we crazy, but it's the way we
represent ever since
we heard about day three.
That's when he rose up, all power in his hand. At this very hour, the same power's on my inner man. Dominating on purpose every day. I'm done, what more I gotta say?
I told y'all, man. Dominating on purpose every day. Dope. You already know what it is. Pizzle.
Yeah. Gotta say, that's the homie Transparent. That song was called Dope. What more I gotta say? You know what I'm saying? Hey, I like that. We chilling right now, man. Look, I'm gonna actually read something that somebody said about the topic. I actually really like the way that they put it on the Facebook page. So if you are ever checking out Yada the King Radio, know that you can always follow us on Twitter and Facebook just by searching Yada the King on both of them. This is Kingdom 7's wife, who she does. She has her own name. Her name is Deborah, and she said it's about relationship, not a snapping of the fingers to get what we want from God. It is about giving and receiving on both ends. He calls us his friend, but he also is a loving father who wants the best for us and from us. And this is what I wanted to say about the topic, man. And we kind of talked about it a little bit as I was getting off with Premises, as he was sharing his take on the topic. But I really think, man, sometimes we all get to a place where we only pray because we need things from God, or anytime we get in a tight jam, it's just like, man, let me go pray, man. Maybe God can make it work. But sometimes during the easy days, we might forget to spend time with God. And the reason why I wanted to talk about this is because even while I was praying one time, I was like, nothing bad was going on, but I was like, man, God, I really need you to move, you know. And we get serious with our prayers when we're like, God, man, I really need you to move. But then, like, if we just spend time with God, not even worried about the things that we're dealing with, I believe that it'll just allow our relationship and our outlook with or on God to be totally different, man. And we see different people that have, hey, man, God is my, nobody says it like this, but a lot of people will see God as a genie. Like, man, if I do the right things, I get what I want. But God is also, when I say he's a father, he is also, he's going to train us upright. He's going to correct us. He's going to rebuke us. The Bible even says he loves and disciplines those that he loves. You know what I'm saying? Like a father, a real father, his job is to discipline his kids. And that doesn't mean always whooping them or anything like that. But I'm saying, like, the Bible does talk about whoopings too. It just says, don't spare the rod. Don't hurt. Don't beat your kid. But and it don't mean hit them with a rod neither. You know what I'm saying? So let me just say that. But I think our perspective on God has to change for us to respect him in a whole nother light. if we say, man, God is my father, so not only is he going to give me things, but as I'm obedient, he's going to show me more of him. As I trust God more, he's going to speak to me more. As I am loving God more, he's going to take care of me. Like a real father takes care of his children. The Bible even says, man, what kind of dad is going to give his son who asked for some food a snake or a stone, like bread for a stone? Nobody does that kind of stuff that are real fathers. And God is a real father, man. He wants to spend time with us. Like I said, I sent it out in a tweet. Let's spend time with God like we spend time with our spouses on dates. You know what I'm saying? Let's just take God not only in the prayer closet, not only in reading, but throughout your day, man. Spend time with God, man. He'll be happy about it, and you'll be happy about it, man. Because the stronger your relationship with God, the more he's going to be able to speak to you, the more he's going to bless you. And I'm not just talking about financially. He's going to be able to bless you, man. And that's the way that God is, man. We see it all throughout the Bible. Also, I talked about him guarding us. See, a lot of times God will tell us not to do something, not just because he doesn't want us to do it, but because he's guarding us from something. You know what I'm saying? A real father's going to guard his kids from, you know what I'm saying, getting into trouble. That's what a father does, to keep them from getting into that. So ask yourself, man, are you treating God like a father, or are you treating him like a genie? And make sure if you're doing one or the other, you get to the right one, which is the father. And this is Yada the King Radio. Let's keep it locked and keep it Christ. I'm out of here. It's Don Christian. Yeah, yeah.
Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da King Shabakta King. I yada da King. I yada da King. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da King Shabakta King. We yada da King. We yada da King. I always gotta keep my praise.
Yada da King Radio.
I'm Miss Cole.
And I'm Don Christian.
On Yada Da King Radio.
Yada Da King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit yadadaking.com
for the latest episode on Yada Da King Radio.
I always gotta keep my praise.
Yada Da King Radio.
Yada the King Radio out in Las Vegas right now.
For all those that didn't know, you can catch Yada the King Radio out in Las Vegas right now. Every Tuesday and Saturday at 6 p.m. Catch us on KLAV AM 1230, the talk of Las Vegas, baby, at unity.com.
That's spelled www.unity-t.com.
I always gotta keep my praise.
Yada Da King Radio, banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Join us in the chat room every Sunday and Thursday, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., where we get it in with the best in the gospel urban community. Go to yadadaking.com and check out the interviews, blogs, and devotionals. Subscribe to the podcast through iTunes and Zoom, and stream from the Yada Da King mobile app. We Yada Da King.